especially state machines and how they are handled in Erlang, and also from a theoretical point of view. So it's up to you.
Thank you. All right, yes, he said, like, I'm relatively young, but an old school guy, so I code in Vim and use Erlang. So this went too fast already. I work in Erlang Solutions. We do like Erlang stuff, so concurrency, scalability, the usual things that most of you would be hopefully familiar. And we also contribute a lot to open source. This talk is going to be about state machines, as you heard. First, a question of protocols. What are protocols? I wanted to make a survey and ask you and so on, but we have limited time, so I'm going to answer the question already. System of rules. A few examples. OK, I need to point here for this to work. A protocol defines the system of rules for syntax, semantics of the project, the program that you want to write. Some examples, usual ones, are TCP. For network communication, it's connection-oriented, stream-oriented, messages are ordered and they are acknowledged. Another common example, TLS, for privacy, integrity, and authenticity, you know, encryption, very important. I hope that everybody has HTTPS enabled in their browsers by default. Some other examples are file formats or markup languages. Parsers for them can also be implemented as state machines. The two classic examples, XML and JSON. XML is particularly interesting to me because I work in a XMPP messaging server, written in Erlang, of course. If you saw our talk in CodeBeam, for those that are following CodeBeam, Pavel and me, we talked about the state machine re-implementation in MongoSIM. This is a bit of a continuation to that. So some more complex protocols can be implemented as state machines, like HTTP, and as I mentioned, XMPP, which is my specialty, which is extensible, that's the X, and my favorite part of the whole thing. It's an instant messaging protocol that also has presences, you know, the red, the green bubble, whether your friend is connected or not, and it also does contact list maintenance on the core protocol. 500 extensions and build your own. And this is the state machine diagram for the protocol. So much like a flow chart on steroids, I really like that analogy. With the state machines, we are like, you know, as the usual thing, how you think about state machines, you draw the state with some arrows, the arrows have tags about how you transition to the next state. Finite state machines give you a way to visualize a system that can be very complex. Why a state machine? State machines can be seen as a model. We want to model the behavior of a protocol that can be very complex, like TLS or HTTP, most of you will be familiar. XMPP, my specialty. So let's talk a little bit, quickly, about state machines in particular. A few formalities. I studied mathematics in university, so I'm excited by these weird symbols, but some people can find them off-putting, so I will try to make it pleasant. So a few terminologies. We define an alphabet. Terminology, you use Greek symbols, you know, mathematicians, which are the input symbols.